Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about getting away. It's from a blog post written by Rob Oglesby, right, on our own blog site, psychreg.org.
Psychreg.
So sometimes we've got to get away.
Whoever decided to post this,
yeah,
I want to express my gratitude. Because this one hits very close to home.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's about getting away from it all.
Right.
Okay.
You know, because we don't do a very good job of that.
Who's we?
You.
Who's we?
People, in general. Humans.
Couldn't be.
Not me.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
No. But we don't. But in general, especially, well, I think Americans in general are notorious for not getting away as often as they could or should. I think there was a statistic that in the United States, there are more poorly used vacation hours than just about anywhere else in the world.
Years and years and years ago, long before, you know, who was born?
Santa Claus.
I took a vacation. I didn't have to teach one summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to take a road trip.
Mm-hmm. I saw this movie.
That was
Vacation.
That's it.
Right?
So we went to Wally's World.
Wally World.
Okay. No, so we took this trip. We were gone for about, I don't know, 5 weeks or something. We
Good
just
gracious.
Did this whole thing, you know. And we visited different people along the way. When I got back, I felt like my brain was liver. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't do anything. I wasn't motivated. And I thought, I am never taking another vacation again as long as I live. That was 5 or 6 weeks. It was like half the summer, okay? Now that happens if I go away for a weekend.
Right.
You get so far behind,
mm-hmm,
in one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My sister has a very high pressure, fast paced mm-hmm, job. Mm-hmm. And she says the same thing. She said, I can't go anywhere for 2 or 3 days. I'm so far behind. And
right,
you hear more and more people saying that.
Right.
It takes me so long to get ready to leave the office. And so it's so hard to catch up.
Right.
That it's not worth taking time off.
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's something about things that, you're right, it makes it very difficult for us,
mm-hmm,
to unplug.
Yeah.
And that's my segue into part two. To unplug,
because
you know what I'm going to blame it on.
I have a feeling.
Okay.
This blasted 21st century.
Ah. That's right.
You pesky kids with your digital devices.
never mind. So it's more difficult today to unplug,
uh-huh,
than it has ever been.
Right.
Okay. And more people are not unplugging. Okay. So why is it more difficult today? I can answer that.
I think there's a lot of reasons, but you go ahead. You do yours first, and then I'll do mine. Go ahead.
You think there's other reasons?
Let me tell you
what it is.
You go ahead. Right.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
When I took that trip, the television stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
The telephone stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
The computer hadn't been invented. Well, it had been invented. There were like three. One at NASA.
We had just heard about this invention called a telephone.
When you left home, you left all that
stuff
someplace
there.
Else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before, that there was a time when television, when you walked out of the house, the television stayed in the house. Now it's carried in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Especially true for kids, but it's true for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, one of the reasons it's harder to get away these days is because we're able to take all of these devices that keep us connected to each other,
mm-hmm,
with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's one reason.
Okay.
You think there's more?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
Well, now I'll listen.
All right. You ready? These blasted kids and they're... No, I'm just kidding. No, I think that at least another reason is that we live in such a highly competitive world now that any moment that you're away from your desk is a moment that somebody else can move into your desk. And so you have to keep working. You have to keep producing. Because if you don't, then you're expendable. Because there are
many other people are willing to not have vacations, not to take downtime.
Right.
They produce every day.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because see, to me, and this is this is a different world than what you're talking. This is a different side of the coin that you're talking about. To me, the ability to take everything with me would increase the likelihood that I would go somewhere else, because I could do. If I can do 75% of my work from a remote location, then I would bring all my stuff with me and I would go and do my work there.
But you're not getting away.
But I am, because when you're on vacation, you're still spending, and maybe this is just my version of vacation, but if I'm on vacation, I'm still spending, you know, X number of hours per day in my hotel room. So during that time in my hotel room, I could be watching TV. I mean, you know, we have TVs in our hotel room and things like that. I can get up in the morning and get a couple of hours worth of work done before everybody else gets up and gets going or doing anything like that. And then I can still close it and put it away and go and do the things that we want to do. And so it's not away, completely away, 100% away, true. But if I can still manage the have-tos while I'm away, then that is going to increase the likelihood that I'll go somewhere. Like now we have this new system, a teletherapy system. Mm-hmm. And so I can, you know, one of the reasons why I don't take a lot of vacations, one reason why, is that, you know, if we have a patient in need, or if I need to have a session with someone or something like that, there's no way I can do that. But now with teletherapy, if I have to slide away for an hour to talk to somebody, I can. Mm-hmm. And that's going to, that changes that a little bit to me. It's a different model, and it is a different definition of getting away. But to me, that makes it different.
Earlier this week, we talked about optimists and pessimists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we just heard is the optimistic view of technology and the pessimistic view of technology, and that's what you have to decide,
right?
Because what you said is actually part two of this presentation,
right?
Okay, because we can't simply ignore the reality that we live in,
right?
Okay, and the reality we live in is,
which we make ourselves. We learned that yesterday. All the days we come together in one podcast.
The reality that we've created for ourselves, or it's been created for us, is that we can stay connected 24 hours a day.
Right.
And every day of the week.
Right.
I refuse to say 24/7. Mm-hmm. So we do have the capacity. All right. Now, you have to decide what kind of person you are. Mm-hmm. I began by saying, I can't take chunks of time. I mean, even if I go for 2 days to do a conference where I'm still really connected, I come back and I can't believe the amount of work that I have to do to make up for those 2 days.
Right.
Okay. So you have to decide what you mean by getting away.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
Because getting away for you and me is just going to a different place for a couple of days with our families.
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't mean that we don't work.
Right. Okay? Exactly.
And so what you have to decide is, if you have to get away, what do you need?
Right.
You may need a day or two where you do give your phone to somebody else and you just disconnect. You go out in the woods somewhere and you may need that. I don't need that. I don't need to disconnect to that extent.
Right.
But you might have to. And if you do, that's okay.
Right.
But if you're able to take a vacation like Dr. Bernie just described, where you get up early in the morning, get all your work done while your family's still sleeping, you go down to the lobby, connect, have coffee, do your emails, do everything you have to do, then shut everything down, and then go sightseeing with your family during the day, okay? And you can check it again after everybody's asleep. You're getting away, but you're also staying connected. Mm-hmm. If you can do that successfully, which is what I think you and I have learned how to do, then that works for you.
Right.
Other people simply can't take a vacation because they're so stressed when they leave the office that you're better off managing in the office and take a different kind of break. Like maybe you go for 2 or 3 hours to do something, some high intensity workout or something. So the point when we talk about getting away from it all, you have to know what that means for you. What do you need? And what do you have to do to not be to not allow getting away to cause stress?
Getting away, vacation, does not have a predetermined duration or predetermined definition or appearance or anything like that. You know, one of the things I used to love, it was like the best therapy for me, was just knowing that on Saturday afternoons I was going to meet up with some friends and we were going to hang out at the pool for a few hours.
That was plenty. That was enough of a break.
And so it can look however you hope or want it to look. It can take whatever form you want it to take.
And don't underestimate the power of anticipation. I had about 3 weeks ago, my daughter has graduated from college. She's 22 years old, and I really, really enjoy spending time with her, and we can go to restaurants and you know, do things we couldn't do before. And a few weeks ago she said, "Hey, why don't we go out on Friday night?" That kept me going. I was so excited about everything on Friday because I knew I was going to spend 3 hours with her. Okay. My younger daughter, she'll say, "Hey, can we go fishing on Sunday morning?" I can work all Friday night, all day Saturday, because I know that she and I are going to go fishing on Sunday morning. That keeps me going. We're only gone for 3 or 4 hours. Okay. So you don't need to take a week off. You don't need to take a day off. You have to structure your life and your downtime so that it works for you. I remember Tom Brokaw said one time, he's many people will say, "Well, I just want to go lay on the beach and read books for a week. I just want to lay out and do nothing." And Tom Brokaw said, "Nothing could be worse." He said, "If I'm going to take a vacation, I want to go hiking, mountain climbing, backpacking. I want to sleep in the woods." That's what worked for Tom Brokaw. You have to decide what works for you.
So I think that's the moral of the story there.
That's right. You know, don't let technology dictate. I mean, it's all with you. So don't let that dictate your life. You decide how you want to use it and when you want to use it.
So get away from it all, but get away from it in the way that you need to get away from it.
There's a movie with Robin Williams. They take a camper someplace. Did you ever see that?
I'm not sure. Which one is it?
I can't remember the name of it, of course. But he has to make this deal while he's, you know, it was his idea to have this camper and the whole family was going to be together. And he brought his computer with him, and he was trying to make this deal. So at night, he'd go sneak out, and he'd go up on high places where he could get a signal so he could talk to his boss. And the whole vacation was impaired. It was governed by this need for him to connect with his boss at back at the office. So, you know, they have all these problems that they encounter because he was trying to stay connected at the office. So it's a good, we could do that as one of our
We could figure out what movie it is.
If I had a memory.
I don't know.
I know what you're thinking.
That was what I was thinking.
What was that movie? Oh, I'll never remember it. But anyway, yes, you do take the devices with you. It's not, that's the reality.
So, all right.
That was fun. I like that.
Yeah, it was a good article.
And so for the folks, whoever put these up this week at PsychReg, it was good stuff. Lots of good stuff in these things. So thank you for posting. And thank you for being your usually charming self.
It makes me nervous when you say something nice. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, like what's really coming now? Where's the reality? Where's the reality on that one?
That is it for today. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.